This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp, along with on-the-ground resources going to fight wildfires in Los Angeles. Colorado is sending airborne help. CPR's Haley May reports.
Eight National Guard and Reserves troops from Peterson Space Force Base are now stationed on the coast directly east of the Palisades fire. They're crewing a C-130 with a modular airborne firefighting system that can discharge 3,000 gallons of water or fire retardant on the fire line in less than 5 seconds. Here's Wing Commander Colonel Chris Sublicek.
It slows the fire down and also cools it off to an extent, which allows the firemen on the ground to prepare the surface in front of the fire and help extinguish the fire.
The 302nd is the only Air Force Reserve command that participates in this type of special mission. Haley May, CPR News.
Nine suspects are charged in connection with a kidnapping and attack in Aurora. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Aurora police say nine suspects were part of a group of armed assailants who bound, robbed, and assaulted a couple in a vacant apartment at the Edge at Lowry Complex. An investigation found that the attack was in retaliation. One of the victims had videotaped a fight on the property that involved people allegedly involved in criminal activity. The suspects face varying charges, including second-degree kidnapping, first-degree assault, and aggravated robbery. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
New home construction around Colorado Springs rose somewhat last year. There were more permits in 2024 for single-family homes, condos, and other residential buildings than in the previous year. But the number of apartment projects entering the pipeline fell 63% during the same period. In Denver, officials are trying to intervene with people experiencing chronic homelessness by offering access to case managers and a connection to food and community.
We have someone that's on our caseload that had more arrests than anyone in the whole city. He has had, since we intervened with him in March, I believe, zero interactions with the police.
The city's project is called Roads to Recovery, and we'll hear more about it later in this hour. This is CPR News.